Veyer's Playbook is brought to you by Microsoft.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to PNC Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook. We're going to take a look how deception and acting all fit into a good offensive football play. First of all, take a look at Martellus Bennett lined up next to the sideline. Mark Mariani in the slot, running back to the left-hand side of Jay Cutler. Cutler in the shotgun. When we put this play in motion, we're going to get Mark Mariani to break off the line of scrimmage, watch his path to the inside shoulder of the covering defensive back. But this is where he has to stay legal. As soon as the defensive back puts his hands on Mark Mariani, he forces him into the covering defensive back of Martellus Bennett. Now watch how this works out perfectly, because as soon as he brushes him off, Mark Mariani is going to jump to his feet acting like it was a pass interference call. But here's the key. Look what it does for the route of Martellus Bennett. It gets him wide open upfield on this important third down play. As you see the conclusion of this play and you see how everything works together, you see a good successful football play legally done with the inside slot receiver who's not an option. But again, he's instrumental in the success of this play. All right, we're going to move a little bit more ahead in the game. You got Mitch Unrein here, defensive lineman, lined up as a fullback, H-back, tight end type of position. Jay Cutler's going to put him in motion. What that's going to do, that's going to shift the balance of the defense. You see the trailing defensive back following Mitch Unrein. He gets into a blocking position, sturdy and stable at the end. Now you got the players who are going to try to fill the gap, believing that Mitch Unrein just made this the positive side, the powerful side of this offensive play, and you still have fullback Zach Miller in the backfield along with Jeremy Langford. But here's the acting and the deception. Pay attention to Martellus Bennett, because as he gets his head inside, he makes him think that the play is going to be run to the left, but it's really not. What he's doing is he's holding an area, giving deception, drawing the linebacker and the defensive back closer to the line of scrimmage. He got a hesitation, 1,001, 1,002, release into the end zone. Look at the target you have. Because of the deception created by Martellus Bennett, he's able to get a complete free target for the touchdown for Jay Cutler. So again, a lot of active bodies in that play, but it's about the acting you can do away from the assumed point of attack to create an open throwing lane for quarterback Jay Cutler in the touchdown catch for Martellus Bennett. Very important part of successful offensive football plays, but that's the reason they're out of practice every day, making sure they can be as deceptive and tight with their responsibilities, and then it profits with a touchdown. That is a great play. Fun to watch on Thayer's Playbook.